Real country for the West Oak Flats. KTFW, Glen Rose, Fort Worth, Cleaver is real country. 92.1 Hank FM.
It's in for Crow Man. I'm Ken here with Marlee, the Wake Up West Oak Flats morning show. Let's see what's trending on this Friday in Texas.
Well, Ken, another presidential candidate's going to make a stop in Cowtown.
Another one.
Yeah, Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke will be making a campaign stop tonight in Fort Worth. You know, in fact, right here in Sundance Square. The former El Paso congressman holding a town hall at the Flying Saucer. O'Rourke was originally planning an outdoor rally, but of course the concerns over the weather that you've been talking about pushed the event to the new venue. Doors set to open at 5:30. Now, last week, Democratic Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders held a rally at Burnett Park near downtown Fort Worth.
Oh, my. Well, hang on. We got the hotline ringing. This only rings for one person. Hello. Hi, it's Hank.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Texas.
Wait a minute. Is this president?
Yes. I just wanted to see where is my invite for today.
Where's your invite?
Everybody's going to be in town today. Everybody in Cowtown. Where am I?
Mr. President, is that you?
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir.
I need to speak with Crowman. Where are you, Crowman?
Well, President Trump, Crowman, we thought he was with you in Mar-a-Lago. Is he not in Florida?
All right, I need to check with security real quick. 2 seconds.
Oh, come on now. Wait a minute. Hey, well, he could be with you.
Look, I've known Crowman a long time. I've known him his whole life. He's the greatest DJ ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever.
So good. Beautiful DJ.
Okay, that's nice.
And who are you?
I'm Ken.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Mr. Trump, Ken's pretty good, too.
Fake DJ.
Hey, come on now.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
You're Betsy in today, don't you?
Yeah, Betsy Price coming in.
Known Betsy for years. So great. Best mayor ever. No better mayor.
She's out the door right now.
Betsy Price.
Okay. We think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell her hugs from Donnie.
Hugs from Donnie.
Wait, no. That's a Biden thing. Never mind. Never
okay,
mind.
Let's get Betsy.
Let's go flex traffic.
Bye.
Oh, my. How do I follow that up?
I don't know. She's literally looking at us while this is going on.
I know she's looking at. She's going, what? What is that?
Oh, wow. Here at 92.1, it's Hank FM here with Ken in for Crowman, Marlee McCormick. And I can't believe we kept the mayor waiting for like a couple of minutes right there. No, it's so great to see her.
Yay.
Mayor Betsy Price here waking up with me.
Great to be here.
Special friend
of
the show.
Y'all are very special for us, for me, and for Fort Worth, too.
Oh, bless you. You know, I was talking to my daughter, 11 years old, and elementary school in fifth grade, and said, the mayor's going to be on the show tomorrow. She's like, oh, Miss Price, say hi for me. And I'm like, how do you know her? And she was by my school a couple weeks ago, and she talked all about blue zones and everything. She knew all about it. She knew everything. She told me the whole thing. So how do you get my 11-year-old daughter to listen and remember like you? Because I haven't figured that out.
Well, they listen better to other people than they do to parents.
Boy,
I raised three, and I know. They were cute. We always go to the schools a couple times a month or more. We go to the schools and read and talk to them.
Boy, and it's so important, too.
Yeah.
And talk about this, you know, the Blue Zone Initiative as it continues on.
Blue Zone, as you know, is our healthy community initiative, and we were just Blue Zone certified. It's communities where people live the longest, but not just live the longest, have the most life in their years and enjoy their community and getting out and eating more fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. The Power of Nine, 5.5 years ago, Fort Worth was number 185 out of 190 on the worst end
Goodness.
Of health. And just yesterday, it was announced that we're number 31 in the country of the 190 healthiest communities.
Fantastic.
Right? Quite
Congratulations.
A jump. It's a huge drop.
Well, and that's a lot of work behind that to move that needle even a couple of steps.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Huge amount of work.
Talk about how it's happening. And
you know, we added more bike trails and bike lanes. We added safe routes to school. We went to the schools and started educating the kids and the teachers. We got our churches, synagogues, the mosque engaged. We got businesses engaged. Lockheed and Bell Helicopter, two of our biggest ones, are Blue Zone certified. They put in walking trails. They have downshift classes to teach their employees to let go of their stress, de-stress a little bit. It's a huge community movement.
That I would say, to get employers involved in this and do something for their employees, that's a big thing.
Yeah, we have several hundred employees who are involved, and they're continuing on with it. It's an ongoing process, and we'll just get better and better. you get people out in big cities, you know, people tend to get isolated in small areas.
Yeah.
This is about getting them out and getting them engaged and enjoying what they do.
What a unique area that we're in. You know, I've had the privilege of living here for quite some time, but also lived in the Southeast Charlotte area and stuff like that. But the sense of community, even though it is a big city, and I mean all the way as far as our reach goes, darn near to Abilene and down to Waco, this Westoplex area. You just, I mean, salt of the earth, yes, but you just don't find communities like this, certainly in larger cities. It's a unique, I don't want to say experiment, but it's just a unique display.
It is a unique. We have the reputation for being the best big city with a small town feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that includes everybody around us, all the small towns, even going, you know, going towards Abilene that way. It's that Western hard work ethic from the West Texas days, and it stayed with us, and we want all our newcomers to Fort Worth and to Tarrant County and the region to understand that.
That is the voice, by the way, joining us this morning of Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price. It's a busy week for you, by the way.
A busy week.
Yeah.
We're about done. Big day tomorrow. Election tomorrow.
Yeah. And before we dive into anything like that, though, but we were just talking about, I mean, everybody, Bernie was here last week, Beto. So what all of a sudden, it seems like all of a sudden, Fort Worth has become a battleground city. Everybody's showing up here. Forget Dallas. Nobody's going over there. So what do you think that is?
Well, I think they're seeing some changes in Fort Worth. We've grown so dramatically. We're the 15th largest city in the nation. In 2020, we'll probably be 13th or 14th.
Wow.
And people see the opportunity for change with a lot of new people. I'm not sure that's going to happen because this is still, you know, West Texas, fairly conservative area.
Yeah. It's fascinating times. We need to fortify down there at the Flying Saucer, the tables. You know,
they like to jump on them.
Yeah, they like to jump on them.
And then my final question is, you know, how do you get a street named after you? I mean, I'm asking for a friend.
Well, you just have to send in an application to us, and we'll see. We don't rename most of our streets, but if we got a new one, maybe we'll get a developer to do it.
Yeah, just out there by itself, you know, Ken Buckner Boulevard or something.
I like it.
I'm guessing at some point in time there's going to be a Betsy Price street.
Ah, and that,
I think.
All right, I'm. Can we go ahead and motion that and get a second here?
Well, you are the vice mayor, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Can I apply for that as well?
Absolutely, you can.
All right.
You can come sit with me at council on Tuesdays. Bang that gavel.
That'll last all the 5 seconds, and I'll be escorted from the premises. You are so fantastic to have on. Really enjoy. I look forward to it the minute we heard that you were going to be in this morning. So thank you for your time.
Thank you all for having me. You're great, and Fort Worth's fortunate to have Hank.